This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Manufacturing, as we have had occasion to say a couple of times in the past couple of weeks, is doing all right right now. Factory activity is at a three-year high. But there was a line in the most recent update that caught our eye. Steel prices, it said, have increased significantly in recent months. So, as we usually do when there is news on the steel desk, we've called Lisa Goldenberg. She's the president of Delaware Steel to find out what is what.
Okay, now I'm recording. Let's go. Do it.
Excellent. We're just going to jump right in. We're going to play that little bit because that's kind of you in a nutshell right there. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
How is business at the Delaware Steel Company right now?
Business is great. We are in one of those rare upswing moments. I think you and I spoke a couple times, actually, in 2018, and we're kind of there again. Things are crazy. The market is in a massive overdrive. Wow. And it's one of those rare, exciting times.
So let me ask you sort of a flip-sided question here. Number one, what are you hearing from your customers? And number two, what are you hearing from your suppliers?
Well, kind of the both for everybody. It's strong. The suppliers are making steel as fast as they can. They have what we call lead times, which is how long it takes to get to the customer, mm-hmm. are the longest they've been in probably 15 years. Hmm. Even though technology's improved, it's not a criticism of their production. It's just that their order books are that backed up. Yeah. On the customer side, of course, they're moaning and groaning at the prices. To the extent that they can pass it on, they do. And when they can, they sort of make the same money either way because they're passing on that margin. Mm-hmm. To the extent that they can't pass on the margin where they're locked into contracts, it's a painful time. It's not always a good time for everybody at the same time.
That all makes sense. Let me ask you back up to that thing you said about the economy really, or your industry anyway, really being in overdrive. This economy is going to heat up as everybody gets their shots and things reopen and consumers have a lot of money. How worried are you about all this pent-up demand sort of overheating things?
I'm not worried at all, Kai. I think that the economy's been going well. I think it could overheat. But when we say overheat, what do we mean? We mean inflation. Well, the cost of money is so low and all this printing money is a lot. It's huge. Yeah. But in relative terms, for the first time, we have people generating savings in this country in, what, since the 80s? Yeah. When we've talked about heating up the economy in the past, we had a lot of money sitting on the sidelines doing nothing, whether it's in consumers' pockets or whatever. We're coming from a place of people having no money.
It is so interesting to hear you say, you, an actual practitioner in this economy, saying all this stuff about inflation, not worrying about it, as opposed to all the academicians and some of the policymakers saying, oh, my goodness, inflation's going to kill us.
Well, I think it's scary, but, you know, stating my age or whatever, the year I went to college, the interest rate on the money my parents, you know, put in the bank was 17% if I put it on a credit card.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've now lived for a long, long time at negligible interest.
So in a nutshell here, just to let you get back to actually running your company, you're feeling pretty good.
Things look pretty good. Yeah. I think that for my industry, this will die down somewhere in the summer because the prices are so high that imports are going to come into the country, even though we have tariffs.
Yep.
But I think that for the economy, my timing's off. We spoke right after our former president was elected. And I said the one thing that I expected was an infrastructure bill that everyone could agree on. Well, yeah. I was wrong by, you know, 4 years. Yep. But I think we're going to get one. And I think that putting people back to work, that has to be addressed. I think that there's a line in the sand that I'm very optimistic about, very optimistic about.
Lisa Goldenberg, she runs the Delaware Steel Company. Lisa, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kai. It's been wonderful.